always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are also being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For the slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. This is the word of God for the people of God. This has to be the summer of storms, and maybe it's setting a record, I don't know. But first we had the rainfall here in Midland and mid-Michigan, and some say it rivaled the floods of 1986. We had water in our house, as I know some of you did. About 3,000 homes were flooded. Hundreds had to leave their homes. And that was on June 24th. Almost exactly 2 months later, on August 25th, Hurricane Harvey started to hit Houston and South Texas and east. You can see some of the pictures of the flooding here. It turned out to be some of the most severe flooding from a hurricane that America has seen, with 50,000 homes being damaged and 50,000 people being displaced. And if you were like me, I was feeling overwhelmed, and obviously they were feeling overwhelmed as we watched thousands of people getting into boats and being carried out of their homes. People felt so helpless, and they sought to recover in shelters, and there was even rain and water that got into the shelters. And it's estimated that the cost is going to be $100 billion, and it probably will be more. And it's going to take thousands of work teams to help get things back together. And we should be praying, friends, for this. But if that is not enough, then Hurricane Irma hit the Caribbean islands this past week with over 150 mile-per-hour winds. And we have focused so much on Florida, and we should, rightfully so, but we should be also concerned about the Dominican Republic, and Haiti is still not recovered from Hurricane Matthew. And thankfully, some of the speed has slowed down, and there is some movement away from Florida, and we need to pray for that and for safety. But what came out from all of this is that announcers said, and I was feeling it, and you were too, is that as human beings, we are no match for nature, despite our powerful machines and well-constructed buildings. We can be very weak and vulnerable in this world. And Paul explains it in this way in 2 Corinthians 4:7, that we have this treasure in clay jars. And like clay jars, we are susceptible to cracking and breaking and even disintegrating. And who knew about weakness than Paul, more than Paul, who penned these words? He went through storms on the Aegean Sea. He was shipwrecked on a number of occasions. He also faced storms of opposition where he was beaten, driven out of town, and stoned and left for dead. He had sleepless nights. He could not see well. And finally, he ends up in prison. But through all this, despite being a fragile earthly vessel, God kept using him over and over, and really he became the preeminent apostle. And some have said that Christianity would not be here today if it weren't for the Apostle Paul. But God uses weak and imperfect vessels. You know, we sometimes fall into this trap, in this attitude. We think, well, we're educated, and we live in a modern society, and we push buttons, and we do this, and we do that, and we have a lot of power, and we think we ought to have our act together. But in reality, we are all imperfect. But the good news is that God loves to take something that's imperfect and make something wonderful out of it. Again, Paul said it so well. He said, when I am weak, then I am strong. When he could not rely on his own strength, he had to rely on God. When he relied on God, God then showed his power. Friends, it is critical that we lay hold of this truth. Because it is so easy for us to find ourselves despairing and wanting to give up because we messed up. Instead, we need to say, God, take my frail efforts and make something wonderful out of it. All of us have our own form of weakness. Just as clay pots have different kinds of damage, some have a hole, some have a crack, or the top is missing, so we have imperfections. In some cases, we might feel, well, I'm not the right size or shape for what I'm called to in this life. Or we may feel like some pots that we didn't get fired in the kiln properly. And we may even feel defective. We may not feel mentally alert. We may not feel physically in shape. Do you all feel mentally alert this morning? We hope you're waking up. Sometimes it's hard to get up on Sunday mornings, isn't it? And sometimes getting the old body going takes some work. But we see other people, though, that seem to have it all together. They just always seem to look right, and they just always have poise and charisma. And we think, boy, where is there room for me? And then on TV and on the internet and in magazines, we see all these people, and they're just perfect looking. And we think, wow, I don't measure up. How can God use me? Because I'm a cracked pot. And you know, I'm aware in a big crowd of people like this morning that there can be a lot of cracks in our lives. Maybe they're not all evident. There might be people here this morning that feel scarred from something that happened to you as a child. Maybe you grew up with a mom and dad that were not attentive or even had an addiction. Maybe you had a bad work experience and you were humiliated and people were against you unfairly. And now it's tough to trust people in the workplace. These are cracks and imperfections. Or maybe growing up, you were made fun of in school and people mocked you. I know people that are adults that are 40 or 50 or 60, and they are still trying to show that they have it together because they remember how people made fun of them as a child. Or maybe you went through a divorce and you feel worthless. There is something here that every one of us feels and makes us realize we're imperfect. Maybe it's a weight problem, or your health is not so good, and you feel like you need more energy. No matter what you feel, no matter your imperfection, you are here because God wants to use you. And this is what God says to you this morning. I know your weakness. I know your uncertainty. And I know how frail you are. But I can use you mightily. And God says to us, remember, I allowed my Son, the Son of God sent from heaven, to become weak and frail and even to die, but I showed my power through him, even in death, and raised him from the dead. So God says, I can show you my power. Friends, we are all jars of clay, and we have cracks. We could just shorten it up and say we're all crackpots. We are. And about the minute you think you've got it all together, you just fall flat on your face. There's a Japanese practice of putting gold in the cracks of a pot. It is called, and I'll try to pronounce this properly, kintsukoroi. When they mend broken pots, they beautify the cracks that are damaged by filling them with gold. They believe that when a pot has suffered damage and has a history of damage, then it's more beautiful. Friends, you are even more beautiful to God when you have suffered damage. Just as the Father has enormous love for Jesus, his Son, who suffered damage, so his love for you is even greater. And God can do something with your life that's more amazing than you ever could have dreamed of. Have you ever encountered somebody that went through a great ordeal? And as they told their story, you were just amazed at what they endured and how God used them mightily. One of the most popular Christian speakers in the world today is Christine Kane. And her testimony, she shares that she was horribly abused physically, sexually as a child up until she was 10 or 11 or 12. She started to recover from some of that as a young adult. And then one day she and her brother found out that they were adopted and no one had told them. She said that she just wanted to scream and the feelings of brokenness were so horrible. She said on her birth certificate, it said unnamed. And her social work report said unwanted. But she came to Christ and she realized that Christ had a purpose for her as a cracked pot. And she claimed she was a child of God, precious in his sight. And she has gone on to bring hope to thousands of children all over the world. She's from Australia who've been abused, and her messages are encouraging millions. God is able to take our cracks and God can fill them in with gold and make them even more beautiful. Friends, people sometimes say, well, I don't know why I have to go through such brokenness and testing. You know, sometimes people go through very difficult health problems. Or sometimes there's division in the family. And there's out and out hatred. It's almost like the Hatfields and McCoys. People won't talk to one another. But I believe God is saying to you and I will take these cracks and make them beautiful. I will use you because you've gone through something difficult to give hope to others. Because there's thousands and millions of people that are going through struggles and they need you to reach out. There are children who need love and reassurance. There are youth who need someone to mentor them. There are young adults that we need to tell them, you have some great leadership. There are parents who need to be told. Parents can feel frustrated and feel like they're just not making it. They need to be told, you are doing a good job, and God bless you. There are older persons who are alone and feel empty, and they need to be told that they are loved. And you know, I want to say this, that we need to reach out to those that are in care facilities and those that are in retirement homes, not just the pastors and leaders, but all of us. So let God take you with all your cracks and encourage others that he can work through them too. Joyce Meyer says, God's light shines brighter through cracked pots than it does through those who have it all together. No matter who you are uniquely designed by God to have a purpose. And God has someone for you to reach, even today, that no one else can reach. And God will let the light shine through you and your imperfections. You say, well, Pastor, I'm not there yet. I haven't yet learned to allow God to make something beautiful in my life. Well, it can start today. God is working right now, and God is not done with you. Friends, we are in a lifelong process of becoming what the Lord wants us to be. It doesn't matter if you're 60 or 70 or 80 or even 90. God can do something amazing in your life. Sometimes we are so impatient with ourselves. And sometimes we are impatient with others. we often get so upset because other people are not performing as we think they ought to. We need to step back and see the good things in that person's life and realize that God is in the process of doing more. Our life is in process. God's not done with us until we pass from this world. And even then, the Bible says we go from glory to glory. We give up on others way too soon. For some people, as I said, the greatest thing that came into their life happened at age 80. Moses took the children of Israel into the promised land at 80. You know, as I look back on my life, I sometimes think that I was a late bloomer. I had a hard time in shop. John Horton was a shop teacher, but I was in eighth grade. I had a hard time in shop. I just couldn't seem to get the projects together. Made me nervous. But you know, 3-4 years later, I was building trusses for houses in a lumberyard. And I was in charge of cutting all the pieces, thousands of pieces, to be put in those trusses to measure and line them up. I think back in ninth grade, I was kind of fat and chubby, and I hadn't gotten to the full size. And there was this guy in wrestling. I wrestled in ninth grade, and he would just pin me every day, just right to the mat. And I just felt like so helpless. But you know, I started growing a little bit, and I started getting a little stronger. And maybe part of it was working in the lumber yard and lifting lumber. But I tell you, by the time I was 11th or 12th grade, I was pretty strong. And I was pretty fast. But, you know, I started out slow. I was kind of a late bloomer. So I want to say to youth, and you can say to your grandkids, your kids, don't be discouraged with your grades or your physical abilities. Give God time to shape and mold you. Later, when I got to college, I was not sure what my future was and where I was going to go. I was a biology major, and I loved ecology and aquatic biology. But God changed everything when he called me and started moving my heart to go into ministry. And college students, young adults, give God time to shape you and mold you. Yeah, I was a late bloomer. I didn't get married till I was 31. And one man said to me at 30, he says, "Pastor, you better hurry up." He said, "You're running out of time." Well, I'm glad I waited. And God was perfecting me to prepare me for Carolyn and she for me. As I look back on a ministry, there were things I wanted to do in the 80s and dreams I had, but it just didn't happen. And through prayer, 20 years down the road, more and more happened. And so God has fulfilled so many dreams. But you know, there's still things I'm watching and waiting for God to do. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. Yes, you may be perfect, but I'm a crackpot. And God has shown grace to use me. And for all of us here who know we are crackpots, there is hope. I want to leave you with a song that talks about this. And maybe this little jingle will go through your head. So Chances is going to start this, and I'm going to lead you.